Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Our next guest may be known best for co-authoring a book on mental health with rugby legend Brent Pope. Now he's launching a new therapy service, which is aiming to enable people wherever they are in Ireland easily and conveniently to connect with a therapist through individual online sessions. A therapist who they can easily access to and talk to and work with to improve their mental health and well-being. Now it's going to be delivered via an existing online service called VideoDoc. On the line to talk to us a little bit more about the service, how it will work, we have psychotherapist and counsellor Jason Brennan. Morning to you, Jason.
Morning, Wendy.
Well, first of all, let's just talk about mental health in general, because when I think of this service, obviously it would take somebody reaching out and seeking out help. But that's a step that many people don't even take, because when they're suffering with whatever mental health difficulties, it's kept to themselves often.
Yeah, this is one of the challenges with mental health issues. However, what we know from statistics is the sooner you reach out, the quicker you recover. That's what all the statistics say. So it's one of those, because a lot of action happens in the mind, in the brain, if a person is thinking more negatively, that makes things worse. What we know from, say, talking cures is the sooner you can connect with somebody that you can talk to about what's going on, for example, in your head, the easier it gets.
In terms of just, I suppose, the current state of how we think about mental health in this country, I mean, there was a report, for example, Jason, today in the papers that Amoric Research did, talking to 1,000 people and asking them about the impact that the last economic crash had on their mental health. And the impact was huge, just in terms of the stress and the strains. And it's for sure that we are living in probably an increasingly stressful society. Is this having an impact, in your opinion?
Oh, definitely. I mean, in general, probably across the board, things are getting more demanding. So we're having to do more with less in a way. But certainly when things like the economic crash and finances are tight, it just creates even more stress, even more demand. And one of the challenges that we have as humans is we can internalize a lot of stuff. And it's when we internalize it and it kind of keeps on preying on us, that's when we start to get in trouble. So connecting with somebody and expressing what's going on for ourselves, our feelings, our thoughts, and working, sharing with somebody really gets us back on the road to recovery, but also to problem solving, because you know, all problems pretty much can be solved. And, you know, two people are better than one at working at a problem. So that's the same with stress. And with the therapy services, what we do is we teach people some basic practical techniques to help them along that line towards more wellness.
So in terms of actually, because I suppose when people think of reaching out, Jason, you know, they might think of as a starting point reaching out if they're really struggling, reaching out to, you know, an organisation like Pieta House or the Samaritans or Aware. But after that, it would be kind of, you know, face to face support. Is the kind of idea with the kind of online stuff, is that a stepping stone, or do you think it can replace the kind of in-person counselling?
Well, it'll never replace, and it's not designed to do that. It's designed to complement. And at the end of the day, taking the first step, whether it's Samaritans or Pieta House, is a fantastic thing to do, because, that's towards the road to wellness. So we're just another service that a person can hook into. And, of course, telephone counselling has been around for a long time and has been very effective. The service that we provide now, the online service, is like a step up from that. Because there's nothing like connecting with somebody that you can see. And, of course, with telephone counselling, that's missing. So the service that we provide is an addition to all of the great services that are out there. But it's we try to make it as easy as possible for people to hook in, so they don't have to come to an office, for example. They can do it from home, or they can do it from their office. They can even do it from the car if they feel comfortable and it's confidential. But at the end of the day, you'll be connecting with another human at the other end, at the other side of the screen, who's able to see you and able to interact with you.
So in terms of then, from a practical perspective, how will it work, you know, if I want to reach out and I want to, you know, set up a session, how does it work for someone who wants to do that then?
Yeah, pretty straightforward. I mean, you can set up one session or you can set up multiple sessions, and with the multiple sessions, it actually gets a bit cheaper. But it's, I mean, most people nowadays are very au fait with technology, and it's everywhere we go. So most people have a mobile phone, and they're pretty used to things like FaceTime and Skype. So it's exactly the same. However, unlike Skype, it's confidential and very secure. But the functionality is pretty much the same. So you go online, you go to the website, And you can choose to see a doctor, or you can choose to see what's known as a specialist. And when you go into the specialist, you're offered a few different selections. So I'll be up there as a psychotherapist. You just click me, and you click an appointment.
Simple as that.
And then you book in the time. The appointments are about 50 minutes long, which is the same as if you were to see somebody face-to-face, a therapist or a counsellor. And you book it in at your convenience, at your leisure, and wherever you want to hook in.
So is it easy to get an appointment, Jason? I've used the video doc service before, just through a regular doctor, and I remember it was brilliant because it was a kind of an out-of-hours time, and I got a doctor who was able to kind of help me out when I was kind of stressing out, wondering what was wrong with me. How will the kind of operating hours work?
Yeah, I mean, we hope to be very much like the video doc. I mean, the video doc is 7 days a week. At the moment, we're 5 days, but we're going to stretch. We're recruiting more therapists to make it 7 days so people can access us at the weekends. And that's not far away. At the moment, it's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but we're going to stretch that to 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Again, really to facilitate the ease of use. So, you know, people are very busy. They're in work. And if they can take some time to just go into an office, they can connect in with us. But if they want to wait until they get home, they can do that too. So they just pretty much go online, book the time that suits them, and we're away.
And go from there, and there's no actual sitting around waiting in a practice because, you know, your time is your time. In terms of, just for someone, Jason, maybe, who's thinking, gosh, I'd like to give that a go. In terms of the sessions that you described, obviously it depends on the individual and, you know, whatever their particular issue is. But in general, what could somebody expect if they've never kind of done a counselling session like that before?
Well, as you said, you know, it's not for everybody, but we kind of advocate, give it a go, you know, see what it's like, just try it out, and you can just book one session, and that might be it. But pretty much, the session starts off just asking a few questions, making sure that everything's confidential, and the person knows what they are signing up for in terms of sharing information, personal information. But then it just gets into a conversation about what's going on in that person's world. So if they're suffering from anxiety or stress or depression, or something's happened in their life recently that they just want to talk through because they're noticing it's starting to affect them, like, for example, their sleep patterns are being knocked out. Really, we just talk about that, what's going on, get an idea of the picture, and then look at some solutions. What are the type of things that you can start to do straight away to improve the situation? And to be honest, you know, I've 20 years of experience as a psychotherapist, sometimes one or two sessions is actually enough. But then, of course, there might be some other stuff going on for that person. And now they've started to open up, they feel more willing to share. So it could be 3 or 4 or 5 sessions just to get us where we need to be. And, of course, that could be over weeks or 2 weeks. So all of a sudden you're getting support for, say, 3 months. And the way that we work, we track progress to make sure that the areas that we're working on are the right areas and also that we're seeing progress. That's so important. So you're able to measure the progress towards change.
So in terms of then just the cost of the sessions, what will they be, Jason?
Yeah, so the sessions are 50 minutes long. And if you just wanted to do a standalone session, it's 50 euros, which is probably about half of what you would pay to go and see a therapist face to face.
And the other practical thing is probably, I would imagine, depending on where you live, I know that there's certainly a shortage of counsellors and psychotherapists in particular areas of the country. Presumably it will make counselling services accessible to people.
Well, this really is our hope. This is the beauty of this type of technology. It can reach out. So people in rural areas who may find it difficult to connect with a counsellor or doesn't actually want to connect with a local counsellor can now connect with somebody online at their convenience. So it's much more accessible. It's much more user-friendly. So we're hoping more people just try it out because, as I said, the sooner a person talks about what's going on in their world early on, the greater the impact that will be.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for joining us on the programme this morning to tell us a little bit about that new innovative new service, online mental health service that Jason Brennan, psychotherapist, was telling me about there. If you want to find out more, by the way, you can go to videodoc.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.